Oh, hello.
And welcome to Backstack Session. And, excuse you.
Deep fried thoughts.
It's deep fried thoughts for those who couldn't hear coughing.
But we said, I'm Rachel.
And Tyler.
And Tyler.
Oh, hello.
Comrade.
Today's episode is random bullshit.
Comrade. God,
today's episode is random bullshit, random topics, music, for sure.
You've been taking out the trash.
Music they have nowadays.
Three really whacked out people. They might be a little bit on the medicated side. They're just going to enjoy a session. Chatter.
So, can you even compare new music to the older music?
No.
Honestly, you can't. I mean, newer generation music
is 90s sad. Music versus today.
There's that one song that's going around going, I caught a vibe. And they got that.
But caught a vibe?
Caught a vibe. Yeah.
And I caught a vibe once and went and got cream for it.
No, I caught a vibe once.
What do you mean?
Well, some people catch a vibe, like the old school way of saying vibe was you tap your arm, which is part of this dance they have for this song that's going around.
Doesn't that mean to inject yourself with something?
Yeah, in heroin.
Or
in,
I want a new tattoo.
In heroin and the meth tribes, or whatever you want to call it.
Tribes? Don't you insult tribal names like that, bitch.
Have you seen meth heads?
We call them pods.
We used to be.
We call them pods.
Oh, we were pods, Rachel. We were not
tweaker pods, heroin pods. They all go in these little pods together, and they mutate, and they fester.
No,
like aliens.
Whoa.
Like fucking xenomorphs, dude. Whoa. They're fucking
no,
gross.
Like
they come out of
hills have
ah! There, any change.
I hear
no.
that song. I hear that
any
song.
Any change comes me. Within. And I have not enough to spare.
I'm still trying to figure that out myself.
Right? Sorry. I was there. I found change within myself. And I got better.
There's that song, like, I caught a vibe, they tapped her arm, it was part of the dance. And there's a lot of people going, do you realize what that means? And they're like, that's a dance. No, it's
it
like,
means you're good. What is
she
up?
That bitch is sitting there talking about how she was doing heroin with somebody. It's kind of like when Third Eye Blind came out.
No,
with
when they did the dab dance. Miss Janet Jackson did that.
What
did
like,
you do for me lately? She already did the dab before the dab was even popular.
I
like that dance,
but
it was
even
the shuffle fade.
Hey.
Right?
There's like a select few artists like
it's going down, which is basically a dab. It's going down.
Right. There's a select few artists like NF, Tom McDonald, Hobson.
I always called it
no,
underground. And they're like more to the music,
that,
not more
yeah,
to the genre.
They're
trying to add or like become famous. They're not worried about the fame. They're worried about their music
getting
out there.
They just did get famous.
No, they got famous because of their music.
Right.
No.
These
I'm
people
saying.
Are getting famous.
No,
and,
that's what
like,
I'm saying.
We
they
came up.
Worried about
no,
that,
like
though.
What there's
they
a saying out there.
They wanted to push their message.
We came up in a generation that sold
they just
drugs.
Ended up.
This generation is doing
drugs. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
All of them at once. They just do this like a.
Our rappers from back in the day cutting the keys and selling them off to my homies. Dropping these bitches.
This one's all,
cheese,
I took this,
oh, I
dropped
the zanny, and I got the panties,
and I can't rap,
and I just died getting
I'll
off of
it. I just died from an ODM.
All I gotta do is rap with shit. Look at me, I'm rapping in shit.
Why are you stepping in shit? What?
That's your guys' version of rap? Wow. I just broke your rap, sorry.
I'd say unpopular
my
opinion for a lot of people, especially now.
My microwave, I'd say
unpopular opinion, especially now that he went after Slipknot along with Eminem. But MGK is kind of another one of those real
dumb
ones.
No,
but he's
no.
In our opinion,
shit, dude. Sorry,
you're a different generation,
opinion,
though. You're like
you're
a step younger.
You can
us,
like
though.
MGK as much as you want.
He's not
I'm
like
sit there and see him
saying
as
he
the
pops zannies, though.
No,
he's
no,
not
he
like
do that. I give
he's
that.
Not elite in the good music
no,
group, but he's within
he,
the good music. Group.
Instead of going hard into his original genre, he
that.
Started like flaring off and becoming some weird ass, whatever he is
okay.
now.
What.
Okay.
I was like, I once had a fucking respect
okay.
when he started off.
He dyed his tongue black. Like, actually.
And nowadays, he's just kind
of
weird. And I'm like, dude,
he's
whatever,
like
dude. You're talking about fucking Eminem's beard being weird, and you're the one being fucking weird wearing pink suits and shit. What?
I have to look up
look
something
about,
real quick.
Dude.
I have to just look up something
all I
gotta real
say
quick.
Is you got
I
got
want to make a point
you
right
got,
now.
What's her name? Megan Fox.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Lucky son of a bitch. But anyway.
Last time she was hot, though, was like the transformer.
She, no, she's still hot. She's still really fine. She's a wild child. She's got an extremely smart...
No perfect voice.
Dude, she's smart as a fucking whip. And I'm like, dude, she's got him under his fucking... her spell.
He's a bitch.
Yeah. Honestly, I would be too, though, because it's maybe boss.
Yeah, I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but he's definitely a bitch.
I got a point. I got a point right now.
Could you blame him?
I got a point right now. When it comes to rappers, and the best rappers, in my opinion...
Name them?
Wait, I got a question for both your generation, or you, and your generation, you. Okay. We all know who Drake is.
No, God.
Is he rated number one? Saying,
we know who he is.
Is he rated number one?
I just looked it up. It was Drake for 2001.
2001, Drake. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That man's career wasn't even popping off like
wait,
that.
Wait. Now, can you two, tell me.
When he was first popping off.
Name top three songs off your head that you know.
From Drake.
By Drake. Used to call me on my cell phone. That's the only one.
Hotline Bling.
Hold I don't know the name of his song. I'm just like, that's all I know.
And started from
the Jumpin' Man.
And started from the bottom now.
Oh, yeah, that. Started from the bottom now.
It's because it's his generation.
Jumpin' Man.
Okay.
Just told on. No, wait. That's Drake.
Wait.
That's
okay.
Just more of seeing Drake. Like original Drake.
Do you see how difficult that was? It's like Drake, maybe he had this song and this song, but he ain't. Okay. No, wait.
Murder Was the Case.
Not even Snoop Dogg yet, okay? I was going to say Tupac, Dr. Dre, Tupac. Name top three songs right now.
Dear Mama. My top three songs? Or the
just both off your head.
Okay. Dear Mama, I Ain't Mad At You, and All Eyes On Me.
Do you know any of like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg songs or anything from the
90s?
Not really. Still Dre, Chronic 2001, fucking anything with NWA because he produced everything. Like, it's just fucking Dre. His whole Chronic 2001 album, fuck, dude,
Nate Dogg.
Just drop. Heartbeats.
Delirious P.I.G. I mean, Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious B.I.G. Baby.
I like it when you call me
Big Papa. With all your hands in the air. If you were a true player. Cut the keys, cut the coke.
Biz Markie.
Baby,
you got what I need.
But you say he's just a Grandmaster Flash. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying
Afro Man
to lose my hair. Afro Man? Oh, fuck.
Because I got high. Pop. Colt 45.
Dirty Rats. Fuck, dude, show me.
I'm just saying. Like, they were legends. These other guys, I just have it. Kodak Black, I don't know any of his songs.
I don't really know any of his songs.
Too Trashy Snitch 9, don't know his songs. I don't
know one song by Gucci Gang.
Gucci Gang.
That's it.
All I think about is like a bitch carrying a
Little Pump. Okay. That's his name. Yeah. Little Pump.
Little Pump. Wasn't there a wrestler named Little Pump?
No.
Or Little Punk?
No, his name is fucking Little Pump.
That's how he is in bed.
Did you get that name in prison?
That's how he is in bed.
Gucci Gang.
One Pump Jump?
Gucci Gang.
One.
Yeah, we call him the One Pump Jump. That's where he got One Pump. I mean, Little Pump. Oh, it's not even the big pump. It's Little Pump.
It's a tiny one, and he's still done.
Do I have to hold your hands at the pump?
He's done before he even enters.
He's one of those guys that cries after.
Are you a little pump at the little gas station? Like
I
a
love
little pump?
You. Yeah. He just met the chick. He loves you while he's having sex. I love you.
Sometimes I want to ask these people, like, where did you get your goddamn rap song? Where did you get your rap persona? Because drag queens have their personas, and they probably got their stories, and this is how they became.
And they are legendary, dude.
Tell me, to Trashy 6ix9ine. Looking like a crackheaded Starbite. It got written on like a doodle bear. Tell me it looks like a gay pride polite rainbow flag. Represent the gang world.
Kill Bill's second
you look
cousin,
like a slap in the face
removed.
To the old legends. Like, no wonder like Snoop Dogg laughs at you and everybody else laughs at you. Laugh at you. I personally might.
If they wouldn't go to jail for him, them niggas would beat your
ass. In my eyes, you were way too overplayed out by your fucking image.
The media got to you, didn't they? They hugged you tight, didn't they? Didn't let you go.
You like that fame, and then you realize that you were nothing but a punk bitch, and you shouldn't have been in that fucking game.
Would you want that kind of fame? Especially that kind of fame. I'm a snitch. Like, you sound like a crackheaded friend dresser, dude. Stop it. Just stop.
Why would you want that?
Oh, and no, aren't like, you? When you have that one bitch, catch me outside. Wait, no, another chick. Catch me outside. She a rapper or something?
That's even weirder.
Bad wait, Barbie's a rapper?
If you can call her that.
I don't even know any of her songs because I don't even try to give that bitch attention. But, like, I heard from the grapevine she was.
Yeah.
Your grandchildren
who's
are going to look at you back in the day.
Who's the fucking grapevine you're always talking about?
Fucking Dr. Phil.
Dude, they're looking at you like,
how about that?
Grandma, you were the dumbest bitch I ever saw. I would have whooped your ass, Grandma. Shut up. Your kids are going to be 10 times worse than you. Your grandkids' kids are going to leave laughing at you. Like, Jesus Christ. What kind of legacy are you leaving behind? That?
That, like, think about that, dude.
Well, that's what you're leaving behind. Your hair is so bright.
Think about that.
And your teeth so
years
gleaming.
Years to come, generations down the road, they've got this family the, fucking...
What does that
they've
prove?
Got this family placard that shows a hologram. They're like, and this is your ancestor, such and such, a.k.a. Bad Bobby. Bad Bobby? Yes.
She
was a rapper.
Right, because society's figured...
Was her hair cut off? She was you like, Bad Barbie at Goodwill? Like, you know those ones that you find at Goodwill for a dollar?
She wasn't very good. But she was famous. She was famous because she was
so
a rapper.
So she's a Goodwill Barbie.
Wait, wait, wait. She was famous because she was a rapper? No, not so much. More because of her being on the show from ages ago when they had it on these things called TVs. What was this called?
Now we got holograms.
Now we have holograms. Yeah,
Dr. Phil's in the head like Futurama. He just appears in a hologram.
Yeah, Dr. Phil's head. Yeah, that
appears
guy.
In the, no, like that.
Yeah,
you know,
when he had a body still.
That, who's that thing from fucking Power Ranger, dude? Dr. Zoid? Zoid? He's all, hello, I'm Dr. Phil. That'd be funny as fuck.
That'd be fucking retarded.
Yeah. No, dude. I told my friend about our epic will and our death, and I told her about how Colorado has the whole... You know, you can light people on fire shit. Yeah, they told about the catapult thing. And we're going to ask. She won't be there. She said she would want to see that shit. I was like, yes, we have one.
Okay. Yes! It's going to be the most epic
I'm
funeral
a part of
ever.
It,
so, yes, you have to be the one that launches the fucking thing.
He's like sitting there in a fucking traditional fucking Scottish regalia. He's standing there with a fucking bagpipe and a fucking catapult in his hand, and he's all.
I had to take like.
Tell
two,
me when.
I had to take like 2 years of lessons to learn how to play this shit.
You've been playing it, and you're all just telling me when.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
You just give me the sign. We've already told you, we'll tell you when. You just give me the sign every fucking 10 seconds, he's all. You just tell me when.
Like a fucking NPC.
He's got the fucking executioner helmet because he doesn't want to be seen by public. So he's like, I got my, at least I got my hat.
He's got his hood on and he's just all like, I'm going to launch this. And they're like, that's great. Hello, how are you? You just tell me when.
Oh my fucking god.
It's gonna be an epic death. Just you wait.
It's gonna be an epic fucking funeral.
You thought Hunter S. Thompson was awesome.
I wanna find out if there's a way that I can if I'm like, take my dead body and launch it, or maybe almost dead. Like, I'm about to die. Like, I'm just, okay, this is it. And you just throw me off of a fucking airplane.
You're the one telling me when.
Right. But if you don't release the tea, I wanted to do that if I had 24 hours to live, just fly off a fucking, airplane without a parachute and land on somebody. If I am going to fucking...
That was my first
one. Watch out.
You're going to hell with me. I'll
take you with me.
Literal, okay.
Try to aim for Bill.
Just some random motherfucker.
Try to aim for Dad's house. Going in like Iron Man.
Put me in an iron suit so when you launch me from fucking space, I can actually fucking crash and explode. Bah!
We'd have to see, this is probably why it's illegal. A lot of things are illegal. Damn it. We probably can't do that trajectory because we can't bomb because of especially the radius that other people live around there. If we can get Dad out into a desert, perhaps.
That can be easily done.
Make him wander it like
show
fucking.
Me, no,
you're
no,
a Noah, bitch.
No,
go
no,
walk the desert for.
No,
wait
no,
a minute.
No,
that was Moses.
Easiest,
Moses!
No. Rachel! Easiest what? Fucking thing to do. We're
Noah
giving
had
you
the
free
boat.
Land.
There is free land.
No, here.
No. It's Arizona or somewhere like Nevada or something like that. there's this one lot of fucking free area, desert area. Fuck you, but you don't want to go there. That's where the riffraff school. It's like Mad Max.
Oh, shit.
The laws are like that. Like, you do your thing, we do our thing. They in the country, in the good thing. But you do whatever you do. Whatever you want. No bills. No
dude,
nothing.
I might go live out there. What the fuck?
It's a desert. You better have... Yeah. And people rob from you. There's people with guns there.
And
it's a documentary on the TV show.
I'll meet people. I won't fuck with nobody.
It was very interesting. I watched it. I was like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like that now in Portland, but, like, versus the desert. You know, we still got cops here. Doing some law, I guess.
Kind of.
I start out cheating sometimes.
You don't kill if you smoke a boy.
But I'm like, now you got me thinking, though. I'm like,
There is a place.
We can find other places. If they got a place like that, they gotta have places like that.
Nah, dude.
I don't think people give a fuck about deserts. Just go to any desert.
No, yeah, there is property plus reservations plus Indians plus...
Yes, the Native Americans have...
We really technically, if you go way back, we do not own nothing.
Yep.
It all belongs
to
the natives.
So the only desert that's not owned by
anything.
And we made
a treaty with them that we
ruined. I go right to the goddamn resource of everything. Do you own this? I am sorry if you're here. I bought it back for you. I will go homeless to even find a home.
You're very green.
I can actually say that I just... They didn't say I own it. I just wanted to use it.
That's not how the natives are, though.
And now...
They're not going to sit there and kick you out. They're going to be like, hey, okay, you're going to give it back to us and let's show you how to leave it.
Yeah, that's all I want to do. Like, you can have it. I just wanted to use it.
Yeah.
No, you
can I just like set up?
I'll make it sure it's nice and clean.
Can I set up a place to squat? I'll help look at make it look nice. Like,
you gotta
grow some plants.
Can I have a home here?
You're white, no, dude. See, there's the thing.
Woo! Do I squat? No.
They're like, no.
Wrong words, asshole. I'm sorry. Can I use this land?
No. What?
You
white? Damn, yeah, fuck. I'm even like, when I get tan, everybody's like, they're like, dude, you really are needing
to tan.
Yeah.
Dude, you tan hard. I don't tan that hard. I had to sit and bake in the fucking sun to even get even that remotely tan.
Because you have more of the, I swear to God, this has to do with your genes of the fucking, of the family lines of
the
blood.
The
girl. Right?
The grayer side.
No, yeah, so you got more of the Irish DNA that made up more of your skin, your melanin, or whatever.
Sorry.
Like,
that's why we wanted to get the DNA testings.
And mine, I got more of the Mosby side, which was Native American and Irish. So I turn out looking like an Irish native. I get dark and everybody's like, you look Hispanic. No, me no sé.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Espanol.
No. Stupid.
Yeah, Irish.
Piquito.
Uno quieto. Could you imagine an Irishman speaking in fucking Spanish? Hola, como estas?
Oh, no.
Donde esta? Casa de... Tequila.
No. It sounds Australian.
Me is Babel and tequila.
Tequila?
Tequila.
Do you want tequila?
Say.
You say. Don't,
say.
You don't say.
Me is tequila. Aye.
Do your name is tequila?
No. Me, Babel and tequila.
You have a baby named tequila?
No, your baby tequila.
My baby's not tequila.
I don't know a tequila.
Tequila.
What are we talking about? Tequila.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It was a red. All right. Dude, it looks so fucking foresty out there. It's kind of creeping me out.
It does look like a forest.
I'm like, sometimes I want to go out there and go exploring, but then I really wonder if Bigfoot's just like creeping right there.
He's just like, you're right around the corner, like just waiting for some more.
If we were like the only fucking podcast in the world.
Define anyone in the world. What would you do? I heard the motherfucker's like 8 foot taller and 900 pounds.
No, just bust.
You're gonna bust him in a kneecap or something?
No.
You're gonna try to approach him with caution? Here's some weed, bro.
If he starts growling and chasing after me, yeah. I'm gonna do everything I can to fucking sit there and like run for my life.
I bet he got some fire ass buds.
Probably. We call this Rocky Mountain.
Yeah,
this man's been growing it in such desolate places for thousands of years, bro.
He's perfected his craft like a motherfucker.
There are people out there that say that, you know, I've been attacked by a Bigfoot. No, you haven't been attacked. Why not? Well, one, if it does actually exist, you're
dead.
You would be dead.
If a gorilla can rip a human apart, I'm pretty sure Bigfoot can do some damage.
It's been hiding from us for
a reason?
Forever. And you're the one that gets attacked by it.
All right, buddy.
You sure it wasn't your big buddy, Larry? You had a drunk night up on the mountain you don't want to talk about? Did you really get attacked?
No, this is not one of these Blair Witch projects again.
If you got raped, there are help out there, and
we can help you.
Like, but it's you contact information. Don't blame Bigfoot for fucking attacking you.
Bigfoot isn't a rapist. That's fucked up.
He saw what we did to the saber-toothed tiger. He saw what we did to the mammoth. He saw what we did to the dragons. And he said, "You know what? I'm hiding." He said, "Unicorns are gone. Everybody's gone. Like I'm fuck that."
They put their heads above the final places.
Yeah, he walked into some dude's house, like Little Red Riding Hood. It was actually about Bigfoot. He walked into a human's house and saw a bear as a rug. The three bears actually lived there. For what happened with Goldilocks, the human, she actually shot the fucking bears and put them in the first.
Look at my living room rug.
So when Bigfoot showed up, he was like, "Oh, fucking Goldilocks is sitting there with the tailgate shot."
You don't walk into the wrong house there, bub.
So Bigfoot like, bolted. That's the last time he ever saw a goddamn human.
Kill him back here if you want a shot in the ass. You don't hear.
Some big ass fucking bitch with fucking curly ass hair. Hey, you get back here and come back be my fur.
No. She's more thug. She's all right, motherfucker. You ever come around here again, I'm gonna blow your fucking head off. Here, cat back. She's with gold locks and the huge fucking locks and around chains. Bro, this is my territory.
No, this is back in the day. So, back in the day, see.
Oh, back in the day. What's truth? I am the Dark Knight.
If a woman was a hunter, she probably was a big girl. And she was wrestling bears and shit. So, this is a big Bertha bitch.
This is fucking Helda, basically.
Yeah. Like, this is boom Helda bitch. And she's like, I just took on three motherfucking bears. I took on a mama and a daddy, and I killed their fucking baby. I made them all fucking bear skin rows. But Bigfoot comes in and goes, "Hey, this looks like a warm place to settle up and be nice and warm." And fucking goes, he's like, "Drop it, motherfucker, because we've got to eat porridge." he starts begging for his life. Looks down on the ground, sees his fucking family, his cousins, the bears.
Tom.
Tom.
Jimmy.
This is what happened to
Larry.
This is what happened to my friend as a saber tooth.
Looks over. Yeah, no, sees a saber tooth sitting in a corner, all fucking mounted up, like it's fucking about to attack. Petunia. Why?
Somehow, because he was begging for his life, like his hair had this dander or something that was really made her feel allergic, right? And so she started rubbing her eyes like, "I guess, you know, that's where my pollen and allergies come from, supposedly." This is my weird fucking native story I'm going to come up with. Yeah, so he takes off and he starts rubbing all...
It was folklore.
That's why he has to... Yeah, that's why I'm going to... Well, native to where I'm at in my crazy ass zone, because I'm in my own world. Anyway.
At folklore.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's why he stays in the forest, because he has to keep rubbing all this fucking shit he supposedly thinks will keep the humans away. He has to smell like the forest in order to keep the fucking people away. oh, that motherfucker stinks. He smells like shit. Yeah, it's working. They don't like the smell of shit. Keep rubbing it on
yourself. There's so many parts of the woods of all over the world.
He looks like bark. How do you know he's not just standing there going, hi? Wait, did you hear that?
There are deep woods all over the world, and around those deep woods and deep mountains.
Start slapping your brother. Motherfucker, stop scaring me. I didn't do that.
Yeti,
Bigfoot.
There are tales he picked up that sound. There are tales of
the minute he starts mimicking that motherfucking sound in the woods, it's on a cracker for Bigfoot. He started laughing everywhere. Started fucking with campers and shit.
Shut up!
If I was Bigfoot, dude.
Look, look, bro. Look, 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 look. No, I'm not. Not no, no, no. There's a fucking tent down the road. I bet you there's a couple fucking college students in there fucking like around right now. Just go ahead and knock their shit out. I'm trying to be me. You do you, boo-boo. Just don't do it with me, okay? Love you, boo. Just keep on riding down the road.
The legendary story of Bigfoot. This is why he doesn't hang around humans.
Bigfoot walked away. And Bigfoot walked away, okay? Look, he left me alone. He killed the two college students.
Yeah, I checked later on. It was Hansel and Gretel. Was fucked.
See, after he left me alone, he went down the road and he killed Hansel and Gretel. That's who it was. So they're fucking in this tent after fucking over the witch in the fucking goddamn house. Son of a bitch. They threw her ass in the oven. She's all like, I fed you motherfuckers. I gave you food and this is how you treat me. Throw the goddamn oven. Yeah, bitch. Bigfoot thought that was kind of bad because they did that to a witch. Fucking humans. So freaking. Bigfoot went down there, smashed Hansel and Gretel too. After taking on Goldilocks.
You know,
I have this weird fairy tale. I should make a book. What happened to all the fairy tale creatures and the mythical creatures, and the only one that's lasted so long, the best player for hide and go seek is Bigfoot. And the Loch Ness Monster.
And the award for
but they have it for the sea.
Lifetime achievement of hide and go seek winner goes to Sasquatch
and. Hey! And the Loch Ness Monster for, for the water.
It was a close second because, well, I mean, they did get a picture and it kind of looks
pictures.
Still, no, it's still under investigation. So
on both.
It's so sus. But because they've only gotten so much about Bigfoot and he has actually tried to be out there a little bit more, we're giving it to him. And he's not here to accept it right now because, obviously, I'd go see.
Busy.
I'm going to accept this for him, and I'd like to thank me.
Narcissus. Me. Me. Me,
me, me.
Narcissus would like to accept this award. Narcissus.
He would play and go see right now. I usually sit there and hit him with a little prong once in a while, you know.
You give him a good roar and once in a while because people like a good roar.
Ah, so cute.
Get it right.
I love you, Daddy.
So what would you do if you... Would you let him go after you met him?
Dude,
if he was
yeah.
peaceful?
Fuck yeah.
If he was peaceful?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, okay, if he wasn't peaceful, aggressive. I don't think you'd have a
I'd
choice.
I'd run for my fucking life.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have a choice but to let
him
go.
Run!
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna run, motherfucker.
Does anybody know if Bigfoot can climb? We all know he can run through the woods.
I'm pretty sure he can fucking climb, seeing as he has fucking opposable thumbs, mandible arms, and goddamn legs.
Old Bigfoot had opposable thumbs. Oh my fucking god.
And now we have a run-on joke.
Bro,
the fucking opposable thumbs.
The old Sasquatch had opposable thumbs.
That should be a commercial. Opposable. Do you have opposable thumbs?
Well, some people we do. That'd be so fucking
dogs
mean.
Dogs don't. Cats.
But you can. Dude. With our prosthetic thumbs.
Think. We don't have it like those. Maybe it's in the market.
Hitchhike for a ride.
We'll have to get
sit there and tell people it's okay.
We have to get a 3D printer and start printing.
Or up your ass. It's that easy with our prosthetic thumb.
We need to get a 3D printer and start printing up thumbs. You know, you have them attached, you know, except like an extra one.
Both of them.
This is your goal time. We need to get a 3D printer.
every time we close our hands, our thumbs.
And so for our listeners out there, we can actually send them opposable thumbs.
How about you have a thumb?
Thumbs up.
Umaga thumb.
Give us a thumbs up.
We'll eventually, like, be in the merch store.
Eventually, we'll show up at one of these, like, meet and greets, and people will fucking throw thumbs at us, and it'll be fucking great. Okay. We'll sign the thumbs, and we'll throw them back at them.
It'll
at
be awesome.
Really hard, violent rates.
We get a thumb launcher.
You do one of the bundles.
Fuck you, you thought I was coming unprepared, bitch.
We'll make some
pretty bets. I brought a minigun.
Okay, we need someone that knows just how to sew.
Just modified Nerf gun. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, maybe. Oh, I have an idea. I could probably look them up on Amazon or something. I can look up for molds and make epoxy fucking thumbs.
Epoxy thumbs.
But they're not opposable. That's why it was like 3D printed. We can actually put some like gears into them so that way they can be opposable.
They could be an opposable thumb.
Yeah.
Or make it out of rubber so that, you know, like that shit that Gumby was made out of? So we can bend it.
Yeah. You can bend your thumb however you want.
Hey, look, it's fucking broken. Yeah. Double jointed. <Yeah. laughs> Show your friends.
Okay, double jointed.
Stick it up your butt. I don't give a fuck.
Like I said, it's so easy to use. Hitch a ride. Tell people it's okay. Stick it up your nose or up your ass. It doesn't matter. It's a thumb.
The thumb. The thumb. The thumb. The thumb. The thumb. The thumb.
Umaga thumb.
The thumb. What? I guess so. Damn children. Why do they talk so quietly? I mean, can you give me a soda?
Yes, I suppose. Would you
grab
me one of those?
Please. It's sexy, bitch.
I felt it falling, but it wasn't gonna fall.
I keep on falling. Falling.
Falling.
Falling in love.
Falling.
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 Falling in love.
Falling in love. I can almost fall off. Fame makes man want to show off.
You remind me of the babe. What babe?
The babe with the power.
Who do?
You do.
What?
Remind me of the babe.
Oh, that.
Quiet!
I'm gulping.
A trifling babe. Ha 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 ha. Well. Ha 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 ha. I saw my baby.
Crying all this bigger crime.
What could I do? My baby's love is gone, and left my baby blue.
Nobody knew.
I can't do that part.
What kind of magic spell to use? Sign in snails or puppy dog tails? Thunder or lightning? And the baby said, Dance magic.
Put that magic spell on me.
Jump magic.
That baby.
Slap that baby.
Slap that baby.
I'm gonna slap that baby. But sir, I don't care.
You see that baby?
I'm gonna slap that baby. Did you guys hear that? David Bowie slapped the baby.
Did you guys see the news today? What? Well, David Bowie slapped the baby.
David Bowie's dead.
I don't care. David Bowie slapped the baby. He slapped that baby and made it free, apparently.
He slapped that baby and made it free.
It used to have.
And apparently, he was jumping around with it. That's shaking baby.
Magic.
That's shaking baby syndrome.
Did you not see the movie? He was throwing that baby like 17 feet in the motherfucking air, doing a little goddamn twist. Waited about 5 seconds. Baby came down, landed in his hands. He's all like, "Ooh, I'm looking."
Did he even wash? Like, did he even feed that baby?
Did he even feed the fucking child?
Change his diaper.
Change his diaper. Fuck anything like that. No, we're just gonna fucking send him into a tirade, fucking straight on fucking whirlwind of fucking anxiety, PTSD.
No, because everybody was too busy looking at his crotch.
They prepared him for the world.
Girls, I want my wang.
Could you look at my cockpit? It's so big and fucking fat. Right on my dick. I do not know why they made it so fucking big.
You're losing your voice.
I can't feel it.
Stand up.
I'm fucking losing circulation.
I lose the circulation in my legs. Can't feel my arms.
Blood and air. You mean it without care. I'm losing all brain cells.
And the doctor said...
Dead fucking dead.
Dead fucking dead.
That motherfucker
just shut off me.
John, please say my...
Claire fucking... Ow!
Claire fucking... Play. Shock that motherfucker, say it free.
Here's your bill. Faint, fucker faint. Oh, that one smells okay.
Yeah.
Got a berry smell
dude,
to it.
Well, we were on music, then we started talking about...
I don't know, because he said... David Bowie.
That was music.
That was music. We do from musicals.
Yeah, big fat
we went from 90s rap
to
now.
Big fat Goldilocks. No.
Big fat Goldilocks.
Big fat Goldilocks.
Bigfoot.
And the folklore of Bigfoot.
Or at least our version. To fucking musical
of
fucking David Bowie slapping a baby. To slap a baby. Musical about David Bowie slapping a baby. He stole it. Not only did he kidnap the baby, but he slapped the baby too. Just watch the movie. It's fucking weird. So yeah, we do all musicals. We know Disney's.
Dude, he shakes the fucking baby. Like, he was shaking the baby's syndrome, throwing it in the air like a fucking wild goddamn bag of taters. Wank.
He's such a dick to Sarah. I'm gonna show you
I'm
back
gonna
time.
I'm gonna put you into a maze. You'll have to find me.
Bitch, all I have to do is climb these fucking walls and walk over them.
Nay.
I'll push you over.
I will send you into the eternal bog of stench. Bitch, my snatch smells like an eternal bog of stench every fucking 7 days of the month. Shut up.
Oh, little troll, take me to the middle. My name is Hoggle. Listen, troll. I'm going to boot your ass if you don't take it.
Troll, you shall point me in the direction of the castle. He's all, my name is Hoggle. I'm going to kick you in the fucking asshole, and you're going to go exactly where I need you to, or you're going to walk me there.
Come in and meet the missus. All right, you guys smoke weed?
Come and meet the missus. Y'all smoke
hello.
Weed?
Hello. So, that's how we say hello. Well, that's good to know. Do you smoke weed? What?
Do
come in and meet the
you
missus. You are so cute,
weed.
Little adorable bug bug.
Come and meet the missus. I can try.
I'll put my finger in there. Hey, are you going to put me finger in me, missus? No. I'm
no,
not going to try
I
to.
I didn't know that was this kind of
party.
I'm not into that kind of shit. I'm just trying to like find my way through here. Could you imagine being stuck in us being stuck in the labyrinth? Troll King's like, why the fuck are they here? Where the fuck are we here?
Death, Marco, Paolo.
I found Noodle.
I just started breaking the walls.
I found Ludo.
That's vandalism. So.
No, I can see the world.
You're the one that wants to not play fair?
Why?
So can I.
Who's with you? Hoggle.
Damn
I got
it.
Ludo. Fuck you. Yeah,
I got
yeah.
These fucking weird things that I keep taking off their fucking heads. And they keep getting mad at me. Over here. That stupid ass
stuck,
dude.
Where you stuck? Hands.
Hands.
Oh.
I like these hands. Chessie's hands.
What are they doing?
Oh, not, oh.
Nothing.
I'm catching hands with hands. Bitch, bitch. Going all the way down
I'm
fucking fight.
I'm teaching them Naruto. Ha! Naruto. They are learning jutsu very well.
Stupid.
Soon they will be part of the hidden leaf.
Somehow I got in this shiny well thing.
Fucking.
Oh well.
Where you at, Seth?
Start.
Oh shit. No. But,
I'm at the beginning.
I'm at that MC Escher fucking picture. You know, the one with all the stairs. Yeah. fuck.
You know where it says 20th Century Fox?
Seth, where are you at? Ending credits.
Is this too far in the labyrinth?
What says the end?
It's rewinding now.
I'm coming back.
Oh, stupid. He's
Still in the ring. Get to the fucking castle when you stand there.
We're just kind of like Back to the Future.
Staring at David Bowie. He's all, I can give you everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yes. All right, what you got?
You've been fucking around for the last 15 motherfucking minutes.
Yeah, we've been fucking
with me. Changing the maze around, fucking with my baby brother, all this heavy horse shit. You changed the maze, got me lost, I got me fucked up with these other people. You poisoned me. You threw fucking bubbles at my face like cum shots. Fuck you, bitch. I'm taking you out.
He looks over at me. I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about. I had a really good time. Like, met some cool dudes. Fucking kicked back. Smoked some weed. Fucked some shit up.
Fuck you, Seth.
It was actually pretty good.
Like, and I'm dirty.
It's fucking gnarly. I don't know.
I got stepped in the fucking bog of eternal shit.
You gotta deal with her, bro. She's fucking mad. Where the fuck were you? I was with Ludo.
I caught hands with hands. I stepped in the bog of eternal shit. I'm fucking done with this place.
I found some good shrooms in the bog of eternal shit.
The bog of eternal shit.
It's the bog of eternal shit. Shit! It's shit!
It's fucking shit.
It's fucking shit.
Oh. Oh my fucking god.
Remake. Yeah. Of Labyrinth. What the fuck's going on here?
What the fuck is that smell?
You know, you walk up and they're all like, you see that worm going, you know, she shouldn't have gone that way. She
would don't go that way. Don't go that way. You should never go that way. Why am I listening to you?
No, and we're like, well, fuck it. We can go right to the castle. Oh, great, go. Fuck, yeah. No, you don't do that. Yeah, we're good. Don't worry about it.
Who the fuck are you working for?
Fucking buddy. He's all, you remind me of just fucking knock out the Goblin King.
Like, oh, you say it's a breeze, huh? Well, let me push the time forward. Let me knock some walls back. That's federalism. You want to play unfair, bitch? Come at me.
Come at me, bro. If you're coming on, then come on.
Up or down? Yeah.
In your mouth if you don't shut the fuck up and give me what I want.
One of us always tells the truth. One of us always lies. Well, I'll tell you what. Me and my brother right now, one of us breaks noses and one of us doesn't.
One of us breaks noses and the other one...
So I'm tell you what right now. Someone's going to be right telling the truth. Nose. I don't care who it is.
Right. I'm not going to tell you anything.
I don't want that back in my mouth.
Bring me the torch. No! Bring me the torch.
Is your ass on the other side of this door? I don't want that back in my mouth. It'll be in another place.
No, I'm not going to answer to anything. What's that? It's an axe. No, that's not fair. Oh, it's fucking fair here.
All's fair.
It's heavy.
We kick it with Bluto. Bluto's the rock color.
Bluto.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck it.
Yeah. Save him.
The fox Hoggle. Guy, you can kick it with Hoggle for a minute.
We'll kick it with Hoggle. The foxy guy and his dog.
Y'all can just settle the fuck down. Because y'all be rushing into shit. And you be fucking up the
nah, dude, that's why they would need us there, so they wouldn't rush in. We'd be like, nah, take it, chill.
How about me? Calm bitches, bitch. Smoke some weed. Shut up. 5 minutes.
What be this for sooth, pussy?
Yeah, I'm calm sorry, down.
Bro. Yeah, no, chill, it's cool.
Just calm down. You like Bluto. See how Bluto is?
Yeah, calm.
He found out he can call cool. Nugs now.
Look, we got nothing but Nugs.
Nothing but Nugs.
The Goblin King shows. It's been like fucking weeks. Fucking
weeks. Your brother's been turned into a goblin.
Isaac's a goblin.
I forgot.
Okay. No, he shows up.
He was
going
to go anyway.
It's been like weeks there. He shows up. He's all, I have turned your brother into a goblin. Isaac's sitting there. He's all like, eh, where's the dope?
So, it's just tweakers, goblins.
You're all like, and? Dude, oh, you thought we wanted him back. No, see, that was the plan. Goblin King.
Goblin King. And then we wanted to come over here to kick
you
because it sounded cool.
We just wanted
to leave house.
You're like, well, why haven't you turned into the goblins? Maybe because,
we didn't make that contract with you.
Yeah, we didn't do that thing.
You didn't read the fine print.
You're stuck here.
I thought this was kind of like that McCanny Manor place, you know?
It was like, well, stuck here. Look, what do you not understand about I did that on purpose?
Oh, you're getting kicked out of here. That's the thing. See, we're running this bitch
either
now.
You can kick it with us. Or you can chill the fuck out. And why do you keep one little itty bitty children?
Or I can give you hands with those hands in the pit over there. They came with an agreement.
They give you, you know, if you're nice to them, they'll give you a great.
No,
and I'm
I
talking
fucking,
about how happy ending.
No, I got my respect. I got my respect.
Some of them hands are not soft.
Nah, dude. I got jumped into that hand game. We were doing fucking this and that.
Dude,
I got jumped.
Jutsu.
You have to go down the whole tunnel and take them all on. I took them all on. I got respect. That's my hood.
we got to talking. We got some high fives. That's in there. And then, like, I asked them if they could do me a favor because I had that fucking sag, you know, my shoulder.
You know that little tunnel that says, go away.
They got some hands in there.
Jerry back.
But soft, real, like, the deep knees, it's just, and then the happy ending at the end. It was great. I had a fantastic, I don't know why you were bitching.
Because it wasn't like the last place we went to. That
I was
last place,
5-star rating.
No, that
like
last
two.
Place we went to.
I am so giving it a bad rating on Yelp.
The last place we went to at least had beetles in it. They were fucking huge. These goddamn vulture-looking motherfuckers, especially the one called Chamberlain, I think his name was, and walk around going, yeah. And then there's this other fucking bitch with his one eye to catch saying, like, ugh. That place was marvelous.
but see, that's the thing is, I forget about it because the whole group is like, ha, this is a nightmare in fucking waiting.
Yeah. Should we cut to commercial break?
We should cut to commercial break.
Okie dokie. And we're back.
And we are back to the back deck surface of Deep Fried Thoughts. With your hosts, Rachel, Seth, and our co-host, Tyler.
Me.
That was like the softest intro.
Thank you, Anchor.
Thank you, Anchor. Spotify. Everyone else.
And you listeners. You're beautiful. I love
you. Fans are fantastic. It's beautiful. You're wonderful. Keep listening in. Keep tuning in for our bullshit.
Our shenanigans. That's what today's topic was. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Music and random bullshit.
This is how we kick it. Using music tunes. Speaking of music tunes, me and Seth have a YouTube channel that's about to start or go down where we are kind of like Beavis and Butthead and do our own little rendition of enjoying the music. We're not trying to gain anything off of it other than to enjoy it. I mean, so no, we don't own the rights to the music or anything. We just like it.
And listen to it.
We're giving you a shout out if we're singing your song.
We critique it.
We critique it. I'm sure you want to hear a critique or two.
Sometimes we might parody it. we tried starting it a long while ago.
It's part of our mental disorder,
life
okay? Music helps.
Yeah, honestly, about about 5-6 years ago. We
blame Weird Al.
But life happened. We had to put it on pause, and we just never came
back
to it. We actually started wanting to come back to it.
Right.
We cartoons on YouTube.
We would just sit in the car.
Sitting in my car.
Chilling, singing, being dumb, listening to shit on the radio. Even the Bacon Channel. Everybody knows the Bacon Channel.
If you don't know the Bacon Channel, you're too young. You shouldn't be listening to that kind of radio. You don't understand the Bacon Channel.
I even know the Bacon Station.
I know all the different bacons that are on the Bacon Channel.
Yep.
We got Southwest bacon. We got Canadian bacon. We got fat, fried, thick bacon. We got butter bacon.
You got spicy bacon.
You got spicy. Spicy chocolate bacon? I'll tell you bacon. What. You better be 18 and over because spicy bacon is naughty.
Oh, for kids, it's bacon bits.
Yes, of course, for the kids, there's bacon bits.
Did you ever like boxing?
Boxing?
Yeah. Not like.
I used to work in a warehouse.
But like,
no, I like boxing.
Okay. Do you know who Buttlebean is?
Yes, of course.
That nigga's a monster.
No, he's the fucking beast. He's the beast.
I used to work in a warehouse.
He's a fridge that throws punches at people. They get.
I used to work in a warehouse.
It's more like he's a fucking tow truck that throws punches at people.
Shut up.
Yes.
Wait, what?
She likes boxing. She used to work at a warehouse.
Yeah.
So I told her
I like boxing. I like boxing gifts. I like Boxing Day. It's the day after Christmas.
No, dude, Buttlebean was a fucking... Literally, he was a fridge that threw punches at people.
I get too excited over boxing.
Fuck your bottle.
Well, because you're fucking raw.
My Amazonian she-bitch is like, come here and wrestle me next,
bro. Beat the hell out of each other, trying to kill each other in the ring.
Come here and wrestle me next.
They don't want to do that.
Wrestle me next.
You really don't want that on your fucking game record that you got somebody killed in the ring.
And a lot of them have a lot of respect for each other.
No, but I'm just saying. I know we got off music tangent for a minute.
Some have, like, no beef with each other. But just for the record, would go to a ball
if she was still alive, I would have took on China.
Some have, yeah, for sure.
And then after I recovered from that injury, I would have took on Brock Lesnar.
Hey, so.
For the sheer fucking thought that I could, or would.
Who would I try?
Brave enough.
Okay, so. Top.
I'm thinking the biggest bad is. Top they're all big bad.
I was high on PCP. Cocaine, LSD, fucking anything else to keep me completely numb from the fucking pain.
You're about to beat down. You're about to get.
Oh, God. Please help me for the pain that I'm about to receive.
Please give me all the drugs I'm going to need to have.
For the pain that I'm about to receive. Oh, Jesus.
So, like, first person probably would be.
Mankind.
All you bitches. No,
Undertaker, let's get fucked up.
No, I'm talking about fights.
Oh, McGregor.
Right.
Mike Tyson.
McGregor would be one of them. I wouldn't want
to. I went over and kicked fucking Mike Tyson right in the shin. No, I wouldn't.
If he was alive, it would be Bruce Lee.
And we're talking
in can I get my ass kicked in 1.5 seconds? Thank you.
Good night.
And all of the people we're talking about.
I got my ass handed to me by Bruce Lee.
Would have been endophysical crime as well. Like, you're fighting top form, Bruce Lee.
I'm dead. Like, I would be honored to be snap punched by the wall.
He goes like this.
If you please.
Can my death be killed by you?
Please?
Caves in
can
your
you
rib
blow
cage.
My heart through my chest? Through the back of my fucking... Through my spine.
It's not mortal.
This was my
consent.
One and only wish.
It's not mortal
my whole
if
life.
I'm consenting.
Is it be fucking...
I have full consent.
He's not mortal.
It's on my Make-A-Wish Foundation. Rachel.
This is my Make-A-Wish Foundation.
No,
let Bruce Lee punch... dragon punch my fucking heart through the back of my... Or through my back.
Mine's gonna get me slapped. Mine's gonna get me slapped.
Make it splatter on the
thank
window
you.
Or something.
Mine's gonna get me slapped.
Huh.
My Make-A-Wish...
Like, who would I consider badass now?
Is I want to get cut punched.
McGregor's, like... Seth. Honestly, my top three is not
he's badass, but he's not, Seth. Like, one of those types Seth. Of legendary badass.
Mike Tyson is actually my top one. Mike Tyson is number... I would not... Fuck with that motherfucker.
That's because he did do it to hurt people.
He no. Whoa. He was a he is still a Mike Tyson. He is.
I
still
would run up on him and
fucking badass.
And run back like no shit.
he turns around, sees you running up on him, and you're like.
No, it was just like ghost. No, what happened? No, he sees the he sees like because I ran so fast and then backwards is all he sees is the cloud that was formed as I went backwards.
Right.
I was gone.
Some actual, like Ken Wiley the Coyote type cloud shit.
In a cloud of smoke, I'm gone. Not today.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's my number one.
He will
no, my Make-A-Wish. Is to get actually cunt punched. I mean, like, cunt punched. fine cunt punch. Like, I'm going to get knocked in the eye by a cunt. And none other by... under us.
Oh, yes, please.
Just punch me, bitch. I'm
going to crush my skull. This sounds so bad. I'm sorry, Ron. I actually think she's a badass.
No, she's a badass, but she's
absolutely gorgeous. She's
lady, you know what you got.
She's cool as fucking damn woman. Like, yeah. If I got to make a wish,
she knows she's got. My
make a wish could be any like okay. What do you want to die?
Five gut punched.
You're about to die, Seth. You're about to die, and you got 24 hours. It's gonna take 22 hours for them to get Ronda. If it would take 22 hours for them to get Ronda Rousey to me, yeah. So I would have 2 hours left to die. I'd be like, yeah, get me Ronda Rousey.
I don't, but sir, I don't care.
Get me that woman.
That tut punch with her thighs wrapped around my head.
It'd be perfect.
She doesn't have to do it. We're not having sex. She could just. I'm like, yeah.
She can get mad.
Pillow. I'm gonna fall asleep dead heavy. It's not. No, she understands. It's like last thing I want to see is your thighs. It's the last thing I want to see before I die. What? Right there. Lord God, yes, thank you. People be like, "Oh, good, you gotta think." Imagine after I'm dead, people are explaining.
How did he die with that big smile on his face? It was epic, man.
So wait, did the mortician put that smile? No, that's
permagrin.
That's his rigor mortis smile.
That's a very happy man.
That's a Joker smile.
That's a happy man. He died a happy man.
What did he die? How did he die? He died happy. He had what? No, he died happy. Oh, you were gonna say something first. He had his head between the thighs of Ronda Rousey and passed in his sleep. Why didn't you just leave with that? Oh my God, I need to leave this man at flowers. And something. There's gonna be men walking around his from out of the goddamn church. Like, wait, what? How'd that man die? Oh! They're coming. Did you know the man?
No.
No, I just heard. He had his head between her thighs.
He's a god.
We must kneel before this man. He's just like. Sitting up there and fucking having God's all. Did you really? And you're like, yeah, yeah.
Next thing you know, single-handedly, because of your death, she makes a market for it. She starts getting paid big to do this.
Billions. You're just like, and there it is, God.
You know goddamn well that there's somewhere out there, in this world, and there's millions of weirdos out there. That could be a market.
Yep. There is a market for stupid shit like that.
It's sad. It's really
I'll bet
sad.
You anything. People are like, oh, you can't market that because I've already marketed it. I'll bet you anything.
I bet you anything.
Like,
I bet someplace.
You can get paid.
There's a market for fucking parts in the jar. For Christ fucking sake, fuck.
Yes.
Like, there is.
There is.
Somewhere.
Markets for farts in the jar. No, they're really
not.
No, you're
talking about the
other jar.
The died death.
That probably
death,
too.
Yeah, that's death like, by we just haven't heard of it yet, but there is.
Ooh, there's a fucking call. There's the goddamn ads.
Die between the thighs.
Can I die between your thighs?
Celebrity thighs.
We'll let you die between our thighs.
Squishy, squishy. There's those guys.
That's creepy as fuck now. Dude, you just ruined it when I had for fucking my...
I think
damn
we're
you.
alone now. Doesn't seem to be.
Fuck capitalism.
Fuck capitalism. Capitalism is. What was capitalism? What's the definition of capitalism? Isn't it to like get up on the small guy?
And continuously, basically, yeah. To
get up on the small guy?
It's the man. Capitalism's the man.
That's not okay.
No, it's all the man and the whoa man. There's women.
Whoa, man.
Whoa, man.
Watch out. Whoa.
Whoa, man. She was a thief. You gotta believe.
She stole my heart and my cat.
Betty.
Judy.
Josie and those hot pussy cats. They make me horny.
Saturday morning.
Girls on cartoons. Leave me in ruins. I want to be Betty's Barney. Hey, Jane,
give me off that
crazy thing
called love.
Bing. Bing. Bing.
Seth, I think that we might be a little bit on the
shout out to Mike Myers and So I Married an Axe Murderer.
We just shifted into another movie that's not even really a musical.
But yeah, it is. But it has, if you want my body, let me know.
Damn. Well, let's see.
Who was your other two people you wouldn't fight, though?
I can't remember his walking name.
Booker T.
No.
Undertaker.
No.
Jake the Snake.
No.
Bushwhackers. Legions of Doom.
The Hashtag.
I was going to go with a wrestler.
The Hulk Hogan.
I was
going
to go with any wrestler.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Brett Favre.
Did you just say Brett Favre?
Chris Benoit.
I'm going to go with...
I'm off taking people that are dead.
I'm going to go... No. If I'm going to go with a wrestler...
I got a match. I can take them. They're dead. I know.
I don't know if I'd fuck with Chris Benoit.
Yeah, especially,
well, he died.
I get that, but
we're not supposed to be laughing, but it was harsh.
That was
we're
fucking
cruel.
On point.
Dark humor.
Well, after what he did, yeah, he died.
My man.
Sorry.
Benoit family.
We know we're going to hell.
Seriously, I do apologize.
What's left of the Benoit family?
We have dark humor. We can't help it. Sad. And dude, if I didn't, if it wasn't for dark humor, I'd be in prison.
Yep.
Or on the death row. Or on the death row.
Sit there and pick a fucking wrestler.
Andre.
I think I'd have to go with what you would probably pick, is Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant,
that'd
yes.
Be my second.
He's just a
fuck.
Throw me, please.
He's just a big body to take down, man. Like, that's a big dude.
I'm going to try.
Hey, listen here, Tatanka.
Please
yeet my ass, please.
Please
see how far away from this ring.
I am like 115 pounds. I'm sure you can pick me up by your fucking fingernail.
I'm sure you've already
see
picked
if
me
you
up
can get me
road.
Back to the entrance. Well, ramp.
Can you tow me to Tokyo?
Throw me across the moon.
I didn't want to like pay for my flight.
third.
Ani,
bring it. I'm the president.
Chuck Norris.
Fuck Chuck Norris. Fucking Bowflex motherfucker.
Fuck
that bitch. Fuck Chuck Norris. That's what I gotta say about that fucking orange-headed freak. You ain't nothing.
No, honestly, it'd be like number one.
You ain't nothing.
Number two would be. Actually, number two would be. What's his name? Fuck. He played Spawn.
Oh, burger. He is.
What about?
A really nice looking specimen.
No, not Julia White, because that's purple.
I don't fucking know.
What about the guy that they just.
The guy that played Spawn. Just say the guy that played Spawn.
He's a badass. He's an absolute fucking.
Just Google
badass.
Him.
What about
absolute badass, dude. I would. No, he's another motherfucker. And then,
what about the original Hulk? The guy they just painted green? Because he was just a big-ass dude.
You mean Lou Ferrigno? I'd fox with him.
Yeah.
I'd fox with him.
I'd squeeze his nipples. Let's go, fucking titties.
I squeeze everybody's nipples. That's not fair.
That's how I'm starting to fight.
Oh, how you doing?
Let's go, Drew.
He starts actually turning green. We find out we.
Are you jealous?
We find out they didn't pay them.
Just start flapping them.
I'm gonna milk your nipple.
Start playing with his navel.
Leave my belly button alone.
Good luck, kid. Slap his ass. You're gonna need it. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck is wrong with you? I love you. You understand Lou Ferrigno's Kev. So it's not what I want to be wrong, you know.
Oh, I gotta play Seth.
I gotta jump, I'm retarded.
Oh. Oh. You did. You fucked up the Hulk for me in the Hulk.
I wasn't
way.
Ready for that.
Oh, man.
I didn't know that about him.
He's actually better now. He's actually gotten.
I know, but the way
I got better.
He's gotten better hearing devices, so it actually makes it so much easier.
Well, for
him to
yeah, technology.
He's actually
advanced.
Into acting now. Fuck yeah! I love Lou Ferrigno. I think he's absolutely fantastic.
And he's like,
no, it's
he's
just
I can make fun of him because I can make fun of everybody.
Right. No, well, it's,
and like I
said,
he's a big ass dude too.
We had to be so offensive that we're taking the offensive away.
I'm like, hell yeah, but
yeah, you would.
Remember
he's
that was
a
our
guy,
like
though.
New Year's
yeah,
resolution.
Just, just fucking
he kicked my ass, but I'm right.
No, it's just the way you said it. The way you said it, you're like, and I was like, oh my god, dude, I can just see the Hulk now.
What are you doing? He told him.
Oh, the Hulk was autistic. That's what the problem was.
I'm
now
not even
going to
try to drink
light.
That shit yet. I can't, bro.
He gets angry. Ah! Oh, man.
That's why he can't talk. He has fucking...
Yeah.
He has
can, all he can say is Hulk smash
he's
with
done.
That.
Ah! No.
Oh, I just think now he's a whole, yeah, whole different light now. Marvel movies are not going to be the same for me.
Well, it could make, no, it actually kind of makes sense if you think about it, because Bruce Banner is a
yeah
brilliant scientist, amazing scientist.
Right.
Yeah, fucking
weirdo.
And smart as all
smart
get
as
out.
Fate. What's the problem with autism, with people who are autistic,
I know.
Is that most times are people who are super super autistic.
Excuse me.
Those are the people we have, like
Albert
Einstein and Michelangelo.
We're talking about even worse than that, where they can't actually express vocal expressions or anything like that,
yeah.
But they are absolute geniuses
like,
at
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Complete fucking geniuses at something.
Yeah.
Right.
And
whatever it is for them, they'll just don't want
boom,
to be
boom, it's like
fucking best
they are
to
absolute,
ever exist
at it. Used to be serious, and he said, idiot savant. I'm like, that's not fucking idiot savant. That is just absolute pure genius. Like, you were, what religious people would say, God gifted you that. Said,
yeah.
I left your brain so fucked up trying to fix itself for years to come. You'll at least have this to quiet your mind. And that's true with pretty much all people who are all or autistic, people with Asperger's, that they will have something that they are extremely good at, or various things that they're extremely good at.
Right.
But, so, Hulk is just... Bruce Banner's autistic.
Hulk back!
Bruce Banner is just a Hulk's autistic psyche.
Like, why?
He's
so, I'm gonna look at
him. You're mad.
Okay, so what's, what's Wolverine's problem? Anger management?
Yeah, he just needs fucking...
No, narcissism.
He just needs therapy.
No, wait, that's Cyclops. Cyclops
narcissistic. Jealousy, narcissism, and
Wolverine is depression.
Overinflated ego.
Wolverine just needs to...
Nothing to fucking Xavier.
Wolverine needs to stop drinking and go to therapy.
He's depressed.
Wolverine needs to go to therapy. He's depressed. PTSD, anxiety, extreme paranoia, panic attacks.
Everything in the book.
Almost everything in the book. Well, he went through absolute fucking torture. And he's lived a... very long life.
Right.
And then on top of that, he went through a fucking torture when they put
So every superhero is a fucking mental disorder.
And he has flashbacks.
Basically.
And he doesn't remember until he starts having flashbacks of his past life before having the Adamantium. And it's causes
right.
him like extreme pain in his brain to where he lashes out. And just fucking snaps.
Basically goes
and becomes
Hulk.
The Wolverine. Yeah, but because Wolverine, like the adverse reaction, I have pain, and I'm little.
I mean, Hugh Jackman's not that little of a guy.
No, he's not. No, he's right. not. But Wolverine is. He's like 5'6".
Right.
5'7", something like that. He's
bitch, I'm 5'6".
Yeah, he's actually about a short.
Yeah, he'd be about your size.
But just stocky as fuck and fucking bad.
No, I don't have that.
Hell.
Yeah,
I wish
he,
it
was.
Cyclops
just,
is about
lifts,
6'3". You know, tall redhead. I've got one fucking thing.
I play volleyball.
No,
in college.
Wolverine lifts, bro.
I have a girlfriend.
I was on the...
She plays tennis. Shut up, Cyclops.
I was
on the weekends. At
a
club.
I was on the
running...
Yeah, like...
I was on the rowing team. I was three skulls.
Shut up.
I was on the rowing team. I was three skulls. What the fuck is that? I don't fucking care.
Oh, three skulls. You have three skulls?
You got three skulls? I've got three skulls. And you see that she come out, she's got those little three skulls on her fucking belt. Boom, bitch! Three skulls!
I am the one you worship.
Yeah.
I am the one you worship, bitch. I have the three skulls.
Separation anxiety. What do they call that after postpartum depression? Because Nightcrawler is actually her child.
Oh, what?
Her child.
Oh.
Yeah, Nightcrawler is actually.
I thought I John. Her, I was like called John.
Yep.
I was like, she has a John, and it's Nightcrawler.
Next on Jerry Magneto shows up.
Hey. This is not my child.
Bitch, this is your child. I know it's 100% your child. You used me.
She's like, look at him. I know he is 100,000% your child.
No, I know that this is I thought she was my wife.
Listen. Magneto, just understand, this is your child.
She tricked me. Stop I thought act. It was my wife. She morphed into something.
Get out of my head, Xavier.
Why didn't I bring my helmet?
Oh, I didn't bring my other cigarettes. Damn.
I got you, homie.
They're in the thingy.
In the thingy?
Like, Xavier has... what do I call that?
Survivor's guilt?
Yeah, survivor's guilt. And, extreme aspirations.
Rogue has Stockholm Syndrome. Probably BPD.
Who?
Rogue.
BPD, Stockholm Syndrome.
Thanks, Chuck.
Gambit.
I have a sex addiction.
And a gambling addiction.
I probably have an STD too.
Or five.
Don't worry about them STDs, mon cher. I burned them off the other day.
We make gumbo with the crabs.
Oh no, I blew off my dick.
We make gumbo with the
crabs.
That's
okay. I grow another one. You can't grow another one. What the fuck?
It's not happening this time.
It's all right, mon cher. I can't fuck you anyway. This is a kid show. But I could put it insinuating word marks, and it seems like I am extremely...
That's why the adults come to.
Masculation.
That way the adults buy tickets, too.
Also, see. Hey, Shaq. I'm gonna use your ass. Come here, boy.
Yeah, all of them have...
Storm had a fucking...
I'm a bad bitch and independent. I don't need a man. You're a lesbian, aren't you?
Nope.
Probably.
Nope. I am. I do. All the women who are independent.
Throw your hands up.
Fucking dear God, my life.
What about,
Jean Grey?
Yep.
Separation anxiety. Depression.
Divorce.
schizophrenia.
There you go. Jubilee.
How would you feel if anyone you ever touched for the rest of your life would die just because you touched them?
Wolverine didn't die.
No, I mean, that nigga's Wolverine. Unless you separate his body from his body, he isn't going to die.
Who?
Wolverine. Like, as long as his body doesn't have to put itself back together. That man will regenerate fast enough to not die.
Well, there's actually the Old Man Wolverine stint his... comic series where Wolverine dies, but then they actually do bring him back. But his healing ability is
different.
Is different than Deadpool's. So Deadpool's is more, if he gets his head chopped off, he's growing another one.
Right.
Right.
That's why I said he can't be, like, separated from himself. Wolverine can't. Like, you can't chop the nigga in half and he'll be fine still.
Yeah.
No, he'll be in half.
Yeah, he'll be dead. But if he's a whole person,
he's not
fine.
Going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part. I want him to have Hulk's powers with Mystique. Yeah, if you shoot at me, you're just gonna piss me the fuck off.
Sorry.
Yeah. With Mystique's powers.
Who was the diamond skin chick?
And,
Nightcrawler. God bless it. Emma Frost.
She's pretty cool.
The queen, or the white queen. Haha.
Yeah. Behold.
I'm like, behold my nerdiness.
Lady yes, Deathstrike. Lesbian.
No, she's actually in one story arc. She's actually Yuriko.
She's a unicorn?
No, Yuriko. That's her name.
Yuriko.
And she is, yep, Rich knows. She is actually
one that's of how I know about Lady Deathstrike.
Ex wives. Mm-hmm. Well, she's only an ex. She's really
pissed off.
He thought she died.
Mm. Yuriko. I killed you, you motherfucker. You left me.
Yep. She came back for vengeance. And she had...
Does she ever just tell her, like, yo...
I'm sorry, bitch.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm sorry, bitch.
There was a story about them finally fucking talking to each other, and then they kind of, like...
My name is Lady Deathstrike. Like, calm down, bitch. You're on the reg.
Died. my bad.
Like, this is what happens when you actually show up, Wolverine. Go, damn!
What'd you do?
What the fuck did you do?
What the fuck?
I don't know.
I dicked her down.
I gave her way too much D, and she couldn't say stop.
She had a vitamin D overdose.
Once you go adamantium, you never go back.
I have all ding, 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 ding.
And with her nails, the way she scratches up my back. Makes you purr like a kitten.
Your dick doesn't have a bone in there. There would be adamantium. You understand? I had that. Ding, ding, ding.
Goes with the package.
Goes with the package.
It came with the package.
If I don't like the bitch, I can drill her.
It came with the button.
Actually, so
actually cleans. That's like a cleaning activation.
You know you like that.
Robot dick.
Robo dick.
Go go gadget dick.
My balls have little disentizers on them so that when you're down on me, I can give you a breath mint.
A little spray
of Banaka from the right sack. Or a little
you
spray.
My, but you got my minty on your ball sack though.
It's a robo dick. Out. I don't care. I'm Wolverine. It's not going to hurt.
No, he might be into that shit.
Oh, yeah. Give me that.
No, touch a battery.
I can feel something.
Bite my dick.
Attach a battery to it. What?
Bite my dick off.
Attach a car battery to it.
It's mad, man. You can do it. I believe. I believe.
God damn it.
No. I believe in you, Millie.
He only goes with toothless bitches so he can get it polished.
He's shining that shit.
He's just making it so noisy like China.
There you go, get that squeaky clean.
Put a spit shot to it. Look, you can see yourself in it. Ain't that pretty? Aren't you pretty in that shine up last
week? Oh, yeah.
So dumb. So dumb.
That's dumb.
We're going to hell.
Polish
we're going
my
to hell.
Adamantium dick.
You adamantium dick.
It comes in three sizes. Comes in three sizes. Small, medium, and oh, dear God, I can't believe it's not going to get out of the wallpaper.
Stupid.
We're gonna have to put this room in quarantine.
Because of hazmat.
Dear God, the black light, no!
Hazmat's on their way.
You guys have a Pedro in your house for hazmat?
Comes in three sizes, small, medium, I had to call hazmat.
That's so fucking dope.
Walk, walk, walk.
Oh my god. No, oh, the laughing hurts.
Oh god.
My cheekbones hurt.
That's what she said.
Polish!
The girl goes, give me number three. You actually want number three? Yeah, this thing fucking turns into a giant.
No one ever said number three.
Turns into a fucking cannon and looks like a photon plasma cannon. Balls turn into these two giant Gatling fucking ring fucking bullet carriers. You know, this giant beam of white goo goes fucking lights out.
I just thought of Michael Jackson as a robot. Oh! That one music video, you know which one I'm talking about, son. I'm just vision. I'm like, no. My nightmares came true. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Voltron dick.
Voltron dick.
Like, what the fuck?
Go.
Fuck, man.
Oh, damn. Damn.
They were pissed. Robot Michael Jackson isn't real. Robot Michael Jackson can't hold you.
Dude, what was that music video? I can't. No, it was that movie or something where he turned into Smooth Criminal. Shit. You know where he turns into that fucking, like, dude, Transformer motherfucking thing and his robot Michael Jackson? He's like, Vaughn. Do you. Was that a dream?
I know what you're talking about. Look it up.
You straight up paused. Your whole vibe fucking changed. Your energy.
Oh, was I fucking
your entire aura fucking changed for a second. People convinced you, like, wait. Am I crazy?
That's that stupid Mandela effect again. Well, did it happen? Stupid ass Mandela. Fuck you.
Michael Jackson doing a robot video, right?
Oh, yeah. God. Which, he is like a giant robot, and he's like freaky looking.
He's
fucking
like
scared the shit out of me as a kid, kind of. The little boy thing or whatever people were bragging about, I don't know. But that didn't scare me because I didn't believe it. But, excuse me. But the whole robot thing in that that video fucking really freaked me out. I was like,
My fucking chest hurts.
Can I tell you my childhood?
Always being there.
My chest is straight up horn stock. That was too fucking funny. Fuck. I'm gonna need to learn how to breathe again after that.
And I shall never breathe again.
Fucking.
I found what you're talking about is when he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Ah, Moonwalker.
Yeah, Moonwalker.
Movie Moonwalker.
Yeah.
And he turns into a giant fucking robot. We're looking at this on YouTube. I don't care. You guys.
Yeah, because it's fucking creepy.
We're gonna be putting out fucking episodes on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
So guess what? We're putting out a fucking sponsor there right now.
If you look up the movie Moonwalker, with Michael Jackson in it, then just watch this show.
This is little Mikey.
Oh no! Yeah, this is back when we were kids, fool. Me and Seth feel, let me teach you something.
Let me teach you something there, fucking quick.
You know, back in the day, they used to go over books and
I
shit.
Have no clue.
They're like, let me teach you history, kid. Now we're teaching you. We're teaching you through fucking technology and nothing books.
Weird. History and music. Music videos. Epic music videos.
Oh, that was racist. He's like, shut up, little boy.
I guess I have no choice but
that
to go Robo Mike.
I
don't
know. Oh, he's getting lucky stars with Michael. That is child abuse. They're throwing guns in children's faces. Get him, Michael. Get mad, Michael. That guy has some weird looking thing. Look at his hair. He slapped a child. Michael's pissed. That dude beating the shit out of a child. He looks kind of weird. Joe Pesci's in this movie, by the way. And he has a weird-looking hair piece that looks like a dildo on the back of his head. And he's about to give the kid some drugs. He already slapped the child. And now he's got some weird-looking, nasty, weird shit in his meal. Yeah, that kid just now just get. Yeah. Why didn't you do that in the first place, kid? What, you know. Kick the dude in the nuts. Nice shoes. Michael got beat up. Michael! And he screams.
And a storm comes rolling.
And a storm. And it scares the dogs.
3:30 in the morning.
And the security around that place is looking like inside. Up at the clouds going like, should I go inside? Should I be inside? And the kids are like, yo.
Kids up on a windshield, a storm brewing.
And the kids are outside. That's time to
go. A robot like you never should have done.
Oh, yeah, this is where it gets kind of freaky. Like, okay, this got weird. I told you, it's fucking Robot Michael. Voltron Dick. That's what I saw, Seth. It kind of freaked me out. Da, 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 da. It turns this weird thing. It turns into a spaceship or something.
Some giant techno robot. Like a fucking Gundam. Mm-hmm. Fucking Power Rangers.
Fucking the control.
The control. He looks like a
Coco Power Rangers. It's Michael Jackson at the Power Rangers.
Michael Jackson. Robo Michael Jackson.
It's Robo Michael Jackson.
Turns into a jack now.
He is so fucking cool now.
I don't understand this. It's like this whole time he's trying
to. Why they could have shot his ass by now? I would have been scared. I would have shot him. Yeah, like, see, now he says fire. He's like, oh yeah? Shield.
Took too long, motherfuckers.
Fire.
Now your death is impeding on you.
Fire, 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 fire. Oh yeah, I got a force field on me that's ricocheting the bullets at the children. But you know,
doom is at hand.
Who cares if the ricocheting bullets are going to hit the children?
I've got rockets, bitch.
Oh yeah, and you're going to blast those children right off of that fucking thing too, bro. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Fuck those kids, right? You know the kids that are out there waiting on you, Michael? You're just gonna blast those two? You're not even gonna get the main guy. The one guy that's sitting next to you. You're not gonna blow his ass to Tingdom Dum. See? He fucking blasted through the chair. He didn't give a fuck about those kids either. Fucking Michael said blast him. A bunch of Boba Fett looking rejects. What was that? Going down. Graphics were bad back then. Oh, yeah. Oh, see? That part, Seth.
Do their faces
when you blow... Oh, no. When she orders number 3. You said that shit comes out of your fucking ball sack and you're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. That's what happens. That's what happens. You just have to Google this part of the movie.
Like that, because I'm going to actually sit there and... like this, and sit there and copy the goddamn link.
Yeah, copy so that link.
I can actually share
copy
that
it
later.
To me. Yes, we'll send you the link. We'll send you the link, and we'll post this
so y'all can understand
to our Instagram,
Mike.
Facebook, Twitter,
it's super
everywhere.
Awesome, Mike 3000.
Oh my god!
He do this for the fucking Japanese. Because they love him over there.
He did it for the children.
He did it for China.
But he said, fuck those kids on the hill. But he didn't write the rest of the kids. For the rest of the children, except for them. Because they weren't listening. And now he's going to turn into another thing.
And fly away.
After he got done nutting everywhere. He's like, I gotta go, bitch. This is the fucking dive. He's like, don't leave me, Michael.
Don't leave us, Michael!
I'm going to kill you all.
I'm turning into a super robot. 3000.
Those glasses are dumb. Okay, Wally. Three little abandoned children. You left these children abandoned.
Like, for real, though.
With
dude.
The evil
turns
dude.
Turns into, like, a fucking, like...
Big-ass fucking thing. And the kids
are... Fucking kill you, bro.
And the kids are gone.
Like the USS Enterprise.
Wait. You might pick them up. Hold on. Find out.
That's alien abduction, then. That's kidnapping.
And this is where all the accusations came from.
Dude.
He picked him up in his ship.
Come in, children.
So that guy's still trying to kick fucking Michael's ass. He's like, I got this big ass laser. The Drildo 5000.
I've got Drildo 5000.
Dude.
I'm
and he's pointing at Michael. Joe Pesci, you evil man. He's gonna smash Michael's plane. Oh, lasers on site, dude. You guys should check out these graphics, man. The shit that we had going on as a kid.
Like the same
you'll
thing
be real grateful.
For fucking Batman and Robin.
And Howard the Duck.
No, but George Clooney. The fucking ice beam.
And Howard the Duck.
Michael!
Yeet!
I'm gonna get you, bats.
Now he's gonna shoot his big black laser at these children.
My big black laser.
That is graphic. Well, it's a big and it's black. It's a laser, goddammit. He's trying to shoot the children. But Michael saves the day.
Come on.
He's all, fuck with me. Yeah. That's... He screams at you. Ah! And he blows your fucking goddamn big black laser out of the way.
And he saves the day with an explosion. And doesn't think about the kids and all that flying fucking debris. No. Extreme explosion.
You see the Rodino with the fucking giant piece of shrapnel.
I'm not saving it, no.
You should get the fuck out of the way, children.
Jimmy.
Billy?
Jim.
Sarah? Billy?
Ah!
Jay? Where are you?
Children, I love you.
Oh, there they are in heaven, where they should be. It looks like a
you said he accidentally grips them.
What the fuck? You're not gonna pick them up?
Yo, can we get a ride? Yo.
Hey.
Son of a bitch.
This doesn't make any sense.
So we don't have nobody.
Look at Jim Booger.
Look at the
children. Like, you're just going to leave us here.
We don't even have a home. You kind of destroyed that because we were thought we could use the guy. You thought we were going to kill him and we could take over his lair.
No, you destroyed his lair.
So we don't even get to use that as a home. You son of a bitch. Like, oh, I'm just taking off, kids. Bye. Bye. Thank you, Michael.
Fucking what?
Why?
It turned into a giant fucking, like, it looks like a fucking parcel ship.
It's a space yacht.
It's a space, dude, he turns into a fucking space yacht where he can, like, usually carry, like, oh, he just got hit by a rocket.
He turns into space dust. He turns into space dust.
What? Smack! He gets hit by a fucking rocket at the end. Hell yeah! Hell, don't
that's what you get for leaving the kids behind.
Oh, fuck yeah. He gets hit by a rocket. He gets turned into a fire. Yeah, thank you. Bam! Fire off. Explosions, bitch. Yeah, turned into a fire. Yeah,
that's what you get for leaving children behind, you asshole.
Fucking dick.
If you would have waited for them to get on.
Shit.
Yeah,
I didn't
know.
If he would have waited for them to get on.
Talking
he would have missed
it. It's been forever. But when you started talking about your fucking dirt, yeah, I'm all, oh my god, all I envisioned was his, when he's all, ah, and he's screaming, his face opens up like, bah! And I was like, oh, that would be scary during sex. What the fuck are you doing? Smack his face back together.
Number three, cancel.
He smack his face back together, ends up being one of those jigsaws that move.
Fuck.
Oh, shit, his eyes over here.
I know the nose does not go on the chin.
Shit, damn it. Over, nope,
shit. It's one of those Chinese puzzles. Fuck,
yeah,
fuck.
You gotta fucking move it all one block at a time.
Look, I'm gonna open your face up. I'm gonna take pieces off and then we'll put back together, kind of like a cute Rubik's Cube. You trust
I
me?
Think I got
what?
It
hurt.
Like
hear me out.
The left is on the right side and it's upside down. Fuck no. Okay, so apparently God made this a lot harder than I thought.
I think I'm missing a piece. I think the dog ate it.
He's all off and off.
He's just all sitting there like chewing on an eyeball looking at you like I didn't do anything.
Damn.
That's not your ball.
Drop it.
Drop that. Drop
that. That's not your ball, that's my eyeball. My ball? No, my eyeball.
My eyeball. In my ball. No easy. No easy. I need lighter. Well, we should end this. It's getting long and hard. Think of another musical. Okay, well, I'll thank my listeners, my guests.
Spotify, Breaker Podcast, Parker Podcast, all of the places that you can find us. Thanks.
If it wasn't for you, Anchor, I wouldn't have been doing this. So, yeah.
I really appreciate everybody coming in. And, yeah. Well, catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.